Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Frank Caliendo is going to be in town next weekend. What's up, Frankie?
Yay!
Hey, Frank, Carl and I were saying, how do you come up with – what is that routine like when you're in residence in Vegas? I mean, how do you do that every night? Is it like 18 Red Bulls? How do you keep yourself going?
I gave up on it. That's what I did. That's the difficult thing. The tough thing about doing a show in Vegas is somebody from Atlanta might be sitting next to somebody from Idaho who might be sitting next to somebody from San Francisco, and everybody laughs at something a little bit differently because it's, you know, where you grow up, where you live, culture is a little bit different. So that is a pretty difficult thing. But in Vegas, you kind of have to stay middle of the road and really just do the greatest hits. And that's kind of the opposite of what I'm doing as I go out now. I'm working on some other stuff, even some non-impression stuff. I'm still doing the impressions because that's what people are – if I'm going to charge people for it, I better do some of that stuff. So, but really working on a bunch of new stuff and doing some different things.
Dude, it's good to hear from you. It's been a while since I had a chance to see you. I did see Frank when he was out, had the residence out there. I think it was the Monte Carlo at the time out in Vegas. And then obviously he's been around the country. Guys, you see him on your favorite pregame shows over the last few years. How up to date are you on your sports impressions? Give us a few.
Well, one of the, you know, there's not really a ton of new ones as far as that. But in terms of, Charles Barkley's always doing something that's great, and I just loved his apology to Draymond Green after saying, you know, I want to punch Draymond Green in the face. The best thing was his apology was basically, I apologize for Draymond having such a punchable face.
Charles.
He's so honest. That's what I love about Charles is this his sincerity and believing, you know, he can just say things, and he gets in a little bit of trouble sometimes, but he's speaking from the heart, and that's what I really love about him.
Frank, it's almost like, as Frank Caliendo joins us, he's going to be in town. We'll tell you about the dates and where you can see him coming up. But it's almost like the prefix of, with all due respect, .. But I'm going to disrespect you.
Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely. And that's what makes him great. My apology only goes so far because you're a knucklehead.
Frank, you still got you still have your Madden down? I mean, it's been some time since he's been off the air and people have heard him, but used to do an amazing Madden as well.
Well, yeah, I still throw it out there because people want to hear it. And this is honest. This isn't a bit. So my real reaction when somebody says, do John Madden, I just go, boom, right? That's what I do. And the worst place to do that is in line at TSA. When a TSA agent says that to you, do a little Madden and go, boom. In the words of Charles Barkley, that's just terrible. So that's happened to me a couple times. Nobody's ever come and taken me away, but it's just my reaction. So, I'll throw out a little bit of Madden because people want to see it. People would always say that Gruden was the new Madden, and now with him back at the Raiders, people are like, are you going to be able to do him anymore? Absolutely, because now he'll be on every network. And I got to do the for the Super Bowl, saying ridiculous things. That's what, you know, Gruden, we're not going to use any GPS. What? Why not? How are the guys going to get nowhere to get to practice? You're crazy. But I did the event for the NFL owners at the Super Bowl this last year. And nothing is harder than performing for billionaires. Because if you're trying
to...
Right, if you're trying to understand, like, you're trying to have something in common. You're like, hey, you ever been to Walmart? I own the competitor. Sorry. So what do? I started messing with Mark Davis. And then afterwards, I went to talk to Mark Davis, and I'm like, hey, I'm sorry for messing with you. And he's like, can you believe I gave John Gruden $10 million a year? I'm crazy. I thought he was like a used car salesman from 1985. The first line I said there, though, was Roger Goodell sitting in the front row. And I go, in 15 years of being on pregame shows, for football, I've never done a Roger Goodell impression. And the look he gave me was just this real, you know, stare you could cut with a knife. It was just like a killer stare. And I said, I've never done it in 15 years, and I'm not going to start today. And he gave me a standing ovation. And right there, I had an idea for like a, you know, an anthem protest kind of joke, but they hadn't paid me yet, so I didn't do it.
I was going to say, man, that's got to be one of the toughest rooms. One of our favorites, Frank, is always doing Bob Kraft because he always sounded like he downed like a fifth of Cutty Sark before he got on the microphone. Frank Caliendo's with us. Frank, where are you going to be playing so people can –
I think you owe the listeners an explanation of where we can see you, Frank.
I will be out at that was wonderful. I will be out at the Punchline on only one show on Monday, the 28th.
May 28th,
I believe it is.
Yeah.
The
it
28th,
is May 28th.
Not this Monday, the Monday after it. And there's
Memorial
about 25,
Monday.
35 tickets left. That's it.
Now here's the deal. You guys, and I say you guys as in comics, for the generally speaking, this is what you love, though, right? I mean, being on the road, hitting the road and being in different cities like Atlanta and doing some new stuff and experimenting, and it is kind of the essence of what you love, right?
Yeah, well, I've gotten in such a rut of doing the same things over and over and over that's why I'm doing these smaller venues and just messing around a lot. And people have a lot of fun. It's funny because I thought there's a lot of failure involved when you try new jokes, and I thought that would be a turnoff for people. People seem to they really like it. They like it more than my normal show because my normal show, I just go beat, beat, beat. You know, it's joke, 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 voice, 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 voice. And you never get to see me. And people after the shows are like, wow, we actually got a feeling of who you are. And that's kind of changes. So, and that's what I'm working on and trying to do and get better as a comic. But like I said, the impressions will always be a little part of what I do. And I'll do plenty of them there. Instead of doing like 45-minute sets, I've been doing an hour and 15, hour and 20. So, and then meet and greets. I've been staying after the show and saying hello to everybody and hanging out with people for a little bit, and it's been great. So the Punchline on May 28th, it's a week from this coming Monday, so about 10 days away or so.
It is Frank Caliendo with us here on the WadeFord.com hotline as we're live at Twin Peaks. We don't want to make Frank Carl into like the impressions, you know, like, was it the CN spell?
Well, I have no problem doing it, Mike, to sell the show.
All right, give me some Trump. You got to give me some POTUS. Come on, man.
Listen, you guys are doing a tremendous job, and right now this is probably the greatest ratings you've ever had. You're doing a good show, but now it's a great show, and that's what I do is I make things better.
This is true. You do. POTUS does make things
make
better.
Oh, man. Well, he'll do this. This is one of the things I talk about. He'll throw these words at the end of everything. This is how he gets people on board with stuff. He'll say something totally off the wall and then say, and everybody knows it. So if they're like, there's a colony of people on Mars, and 100% of us people voted for me, and everybody knows it.
Self-affirmation. Oh,
it's
man,
tremendous.
Frank
Caliendo, really
Punchline,
is.
One show only.
All right,
28th,
man.
Baby.
Yeah.
Memorial Day Monday.
And he said it. Tickets are they're running out. And listen, most of you guys are going to be off. You're looking for something to do. Go see our man. He's hilarious. But more importantly, he's a good dude. Frank, it's good to talk with you, and good luck on this tour, man, and I hope to see you on Monday, May 28th, and catch up with you, my man.
Absolutely. Thank you guys so much. I really appreciate it.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.